July 31st, 2012. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch the Pedro Show? Well, I ain't in Pedro. I'm here in Berlin, Germany, on tour with Stooges. Oh, we start off the show with, can you imagine? John Coltrane clamming. Well, I don't know if he clammed, somebody clammed. That was Like Sunny, an alternate version where, it was incomplete, screw up. And then we heard Loop Labyrinth, Decayed Voice by Suaco. Speaking of clams, let's see, I got here. First I went to New York City. So, and then that was on Monday. And then Wednesday I got to Italy. And yeah, Verona, man, I blew a clam. I played inside this castle. Outside of Verona, a little suburb called Via Franca. And there's a point, I think it was the second chorus of Kill City, near the end where you know, laying out the riff. And then hit a B flat and supposed to go to D, and I hit a C sharp. And so the way it is like bam, bam. So the that second note there, you know, everybody, there's nothing hiding it. Ooh, James Williamson looked over. I mean, he didn't, it wasn't a mean look. He just was like, what's up, what? He was laughing. Kind of laughed. Oh, man, if there was a hole, or if there was a shovel, I would have picked up the shovel. And, tried to bury myself. I don't know why, but the first, and we did good prac, you know, the day before, and then I had run through at the gig, or at the venue, during the afternoon with the helper man, Derek, and so it wasn't for lack of prac, it was just, I don't know, my nerves or something. There was some clams to a night thing, a little bit, but I got together, and, El Sueño de Manio, a trio I got with Stefano Pelli and Andrea Belfi. Well, the drummer man, Andrea Belfi, Verona's Fratello Andrea's hometown, although he lives in Berlin now, but he was on vacation in Croatia. So he came back over there and he showed me around the old town and some interesting stuff. So, for example, Dante, you know, his first place of refuge after his exile was Verona. He went back there 10 or something years later, second time. But so there's a statue of him there, and there's a Roman amphitheater, well, like a Colosseum, not amphitheater so much. Wonder what the difference is. Well, it's not cutting a mountain. It's right there in the town. It's, you know, imagine the Colosseum in Roma, you know. They've got kind of a version of that. A bunch of oldage. And San Zeno is the patron and took me to the basilica there. The marble in that town is pink that they mined. So it's got that distinctive thing. Of course, he took me to Chas and good stuff. Butura, kind of mozzarella on this pizza. It's pepperoni, but when you think pepperoni, it's not like U.S., you know. This pizza was really good. And then this salad in the old town, it was insalata di orzo, and it was like big barleys. Stuff with celeries and olive oil. Mushrooms. A good chow there. A good time. And to spend with him too. It was a little sweaty. A little humid. But and then at the gig, at the end, the guitar man, Stefano Pelia, he lives in Bologna. And he came. So I got to be with both my fratelli, you know. Some friends from Ravenna came too. In fact, they got a new band. We'll play some of their music later. But it was a righteous time for me. I love being Italian. Let's hear some more music.
queda más que aguantar bien mi derrota, brindarte felicidad. No me queda más si tu regreso hoy sería una imposibilidad. Y esto que no era amor, lo que hoy niegas, lo que dices que nunca pasó, es el más dulce recuerdo de mi vida.
It's sweet. A mosquito could and probably would get the sugar blues from biting into the fucker, but I'm immune. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. No matter what the hour, there's always another one somewhere. Give us this day, give up on this day. All that's left is tufts of stuff. Totem of scrotum in Sioux City, Iowa. The afternoon is shit there. I'd rather stick a fork in my gums.
devil. Or if I knew, I wouldn't care, 'cause I must be one too. You set me free, made it all come true. When you found me, I found myself in you.
Just drunk enough to kill 12 men, and it tastes like lemonade to me. Weak lemonade.
a home, a child, sunny, cold, and green. Try to take a picture, try to sleep on the job, pretending to have a conversation while riding in a truck, pretending to work on my future but not giving a fuck. Try to keep my dogs at bay, leave the woman to be. Try to play it like a movie, but it read like TV.
Problems are very complex, Plateau. You mustn't judge us too harshly.
I can judge only by what I see.
Your impatience is quite understandable.
I'm impatient with stupidity. My people have learned to live without it.
I'm afraid my people haven't. I'm very sorry. I wish you to follow us.
got you out of my head. Every day, the day we met, go down a little with you. Go down a little while, no thing you make me smile. Hey, hey, like a gun. Hey, never do you know. I'm a man, 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 I'm a
for Pedro show. You just heard Sore Eyes, something live from Husker Du in 1981. Yeah, I had a dream the other night. Bob Mole was in it. He's talking to me about something. I wrote about him in the diary. Yeah, by the way, MikeWatt.com hoot page. I got a diary in. Put about Torn and Stooges and incredible adventure playing with them, but also these towns I get to be in. Back to the music. Yeah, before Husker, we heard Somatic by the band now known as .. Ahead of that was Cancer's Hawk by Evan Jewett. He's got a new solo album out. Met him playing fourth man for the Terremelos. He just moved from San Jose to New York City. Congratulations. Yeah. Ahead of that was Mr. Bedecker by an Italian band called No Hey Bando a Trio, featuring Massimo Puppio. Massimo with a good cat. Good cat. I think he's in Paris now. Is that where I last heard from? I don't know. I can't remember right. Joe Bouchard, former bass player for Blue Oyster Cult. Before that, with Your Dark Secrets. Maybe Helen Wheels wrote the words, if I recall correctly. Sorry, I can't be more together by that. Pussy Riot with Putin Has Pissed Himself. Pussy Riot's three of the ladies are on trial in Russia for some kind of, maybe it's terrorism or something subversive. I think they went into a church and started singing and playing. And they're kind of opposition to the last 12 years of rule. And I mean, it's very easy to go tell other people how to run their thing, but I support these ladies. You know, being in a punk band and taking shit, I got a little experience with that. I think two of them had babies. Or, you know, children. I hope. Fuck. Anyway, support them. Before that, a biblical proof of UFOs with Airshifter. Got to play with them just before I left on this. Good band. I think from Ohio that moved out to SoCal. Played with them a few times now. Rosa Rugosa by Anywhere. In front of that, Anywhere Proj by Christian Ballou. He did some jamming with Cedric from Mars Volta on drums and then asked me to put on bass. Because I didn't know Cedric was on the drums. And maybe, what's her name? So somebody's singing there. Terrible. Sometimes in my memory, especially when I'm on the spot, huh? But that album just came out, ATP Recordings. And I hear ATP is now from Minehead back to Camera Sands in England. I think they moved the New Jersey one to New York, Manhattan. I don't know. I was in Manhattan. I was in Chinatown before I got to Italy, before I got to here in Germany, before I get to Switzerland tomorrow. Missing Moonchild by Mr. Shimmy. From his solo mini album.
Before that was the Valium Restaurant by Spielgusher. That's Mr. Jimmy on guitar there, and his wife Mizuka on drums. Of course, Richard Meltzer with the spiel that has inspired me. He wrote a song on the new Joe Bouchard album also. Played it a couple of shows ago. And we started everything off with No Me Queda Más, something from the Dos album, Dos y Dos, that came out last summer. God, it's been a year now. Huh? Yeah, a year. Wow. And everybody think good things about Umbrito K's puppy. He's got cancer, and he's doing chemotherapy now. Yeah. I feel so bad for him. But she says he's a trooper and trying his hardest, and it's about, I don't know. A quality of life, that's what she told me. She don't want him hurt. But man, she loves that little guy. And Jim's been helping out too, the other puppy. He's a little bigger, but Umbrito still runs the show. And, yeah, I think a lot about him. Yeah, so there was a neat time in Verona. And a sweaty time. But, yeah, it had been over a year since I've seen a Fratello Andrea, so that was righteous. Stayed, too. Fratello stayed, and I only got to talk to him a couple minutes after the gig, which was unfortunate. Our album's going to come out, our debut, El Sueño de Marinero album's going to come out in January, and then we hope for a Europe tour. February, we hope. We are. We're doing it with hopes. And I can't wait to play with them again. It's trippy sound. It's another trio, but, you know, guitar, bass, drums, like most trios I've been part of, but they're distinctive. I try to do that, you know. There's enough reruns and Xerox machine cookie cutter shit going on. We don't need Watt dog piling up on that shit. And, yeah, there's a trippy thing in it. This castle is, well, a lot of, in Verona, this thing about the ladder, the Jacob's ladder. Yeah, kind of trippy. So I was telling Fratello Andrea about pilots, you know, we got them in our harbor. And these guys got to climb up these whooping-ass Jacob's ladders, you know, to get from the pilot boat to the, for example, can boat or oil boat. I mean, they're high up there. Some of these guys are older gentlemen, you know, and the boats are bobbing. In fact, they can't really slow them down, you know, time's money with that stuff. You can't stop them. So they're on the move. And you need a pilot to help you get safe through a port. You can't know all the, you know, geometry or geography, landscaping. Oh, look at this. We're at the end of the first hour of the July 31st, 2012 edition of Pedro Show. While here in Berlin, Germany. Hold tight for hour two. July 31st, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
This is a song for Neil Cassidy. Oh, really, really Neil. His first love was the automobile. Drove a 34 Ford with suicide doors and a stick shift on the floor. Dragging down Maine to Colfax Avenue, jumping in the back seat boulevard, kicked back, watching asses in the rear view, cruising past the high school, clock on the dash, read 10:18, past the neon diner, last stop for Benzedrine, and onward to another scene, chicks would rob a joint, justifying food, one hand on the wheel, the other in her mood. The blue-eyed kid and the wild-eyed Bobby Saucer, California surfers, tarot card sharks, and word shooters. Found Anne Marie in Frisco like a hurricane cock. Didn't need the Sexual Freedom League. Driving with white pills and pot, but really addicted to the wheel. Came back to old San Francisco, flower children all over the streets. Carried starstruck Anne Marie in his arms. The Denver kid, he never returns. traded her Chevrolet Coupe for an old Pontiac. Up the hills, down the curves, gearing down, pump the brakes. Old Mother Ginsburg's back seat driving, turning toward the Avalon, driving down Van Ness, jumping parking meters, one hand on the gear shift, the other copping a field, one hand up her dress, the other on the wheel, stole a car in Denver just to hear it peel, just like driving in the races, stole a car in Denver to hear it squeal. He moved so fast he was in Cincinnati and Kalamazoo. Women knew just what to do, and all wanted him to be true. Parked in front of Gough Street in a 50s red and white Plymouth Fury, just back from seeing Kerouac in a hurry, patrol car in the mirror, the old white and blacks, drove past someone with little white pills heading into town. He jumped in the driver's seat and spun that Fury around. The roads were paved with powder all the way to Mexico, and train tracks shined in the moon. Did hard time for two reefers and came out smoking some boom. First road warrior. He never knew what he did wrong to.
Yeah. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Charlie Plymell reading his poem, A Song for Neil Cassady. And after that was, man, I can't remember the title. I saw it at Bob Teagan's pad. Shit, I've seen it about 30 times. Maybe Hiroshima's in the title somewhere. But I can't remember it. But that's Tenko. Tenko Une, but she goes by Tenko. Incredible a musician from Japan. And this guitar playing, you know, this singing. And the piece is incredibly moving. I mean, I've seen it. I think it was recorded live at CBGB's 1986. But, wow. Every time I never get... You don't have the video like I've seen. Or you also don't have... Or maybe you do. The volume at 130 dB like Bob Teagan likes to do it there. And, what's it called? Fraser, yeah. It's a Detroit suburb. But he's got also gigantic... as big as this window here in the tel, TV, you know, so it's, get back done with the gig, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. After Tenko, we had The Bang with Losing Control. I helped man Derek here with the Stooges, plays with that, and with his wife, and I guess it'd be NorCal, but around San Jose. Or maybe San Jose, that area. Mau Mau's new album after them with Sex and the Single Sniper. Rick Wilder there, kicking like Cato. Q&A from a band called Capgun Coup. I think they're Omaha, Nebraska. D. Boone's pop is from Nebraska. And we heard some Canadian cats, Kings of Lower Town, doing Rolling in a Tumbling New York City Highline Blues. That's the title. Mankind by the Workers. Mankind? Yeah. After that, and finally, Hallway of Mirrors, Alexander Turnquist. I don't know where the Workers are from. But Alexander, I think, is upstate New York. Yeah, I went to after Verona, we went to Berlin here to play a gig, I don't know, 20 something miles northwest of town, like a little campground. But I went and hoofing around and compared to the big hot sway. Well, actually, you know, there's Alps in between, so it makes sense it'd be different. But I mean, from that hot, I mean, it was in the 90s, even over 100. Pretty, some intense humidity, too, to like, you know, rain in here. But luckily, it cleared up for the gig. And I played a lot better. In fact, Max, the mixer man, he said it was one of his favorite gigs. Not because of Watt, but I mean the whole band. Smaller stages outside. My friends from Turtle and Negro were there. Happy Tom, Euroboy. Yeah. And, yeah, this cat who played with Dennis Thompson and Brother Wayne Kramer, Michael Davis. His name was Adam, was there. Just thinking of Michael Davis. Michael Davis passed away. Good guy. He was asking me about knee trouble, you know, because he was on crutches then. And he asked me to send him my third opera. So I did, to Chico. Yeah, he passed away not too long after that. So Adam also played with Johnny Thunders. Maybe that's why I thought of Bob, because I remember one time I was talking, maybe 30 years ago on the phone, Minneapolis Pedro connection. And who's your favorite guitar player, Bob? Johnny Thunders. Whoa. Watt from Pedro Show.
everything. Dreaming of losing, or trying to win. I woke up one night with the foresight of everything. Words start to stutter, my legs started shaking. My eyes started gazing, my mind started waiting. The rising
With Elena, and ahead of that, Rad Times by Black Bananas. Speaking of Black Bananas, Mr. Tom is more than double what he needs for the next Black Moth Super Rainbow album. Something about Juicy, Cobra Juicy, something like that. But much congrats to him. I think he's a bright light in my sky. Younger light, but burning bright. He's great. Mad respect. In Pittsburgh there, I'll get to see him in, hopefully, in October. I'm doing another tour of the third opera in the U.S. with Raoul and Tom, my missing man. Starts September 27, goes November 10. Just U.S. And of course, I'm going to miss some towns, but I'm trying to do towns I didn't do last year. And, man, we got it down now. So if you want to see an intense version, I mean, they're all had their own way, but this one, we're probably most together. Of course, we've done it the longest now. After Black Banana was Goodbye is a Hard Word to Say, the slow version from Marshmello. I think Jack Brewer wrote those words. Jack Brewer has been asking me if he could write lyrics. He wants to for my music. I told him, well, I got a buttload. I still got to get out. But actually, when did I used his words for a Minuteman song? Oh, yeah, Double Nickels on the Dime. There's a God Bows to Matt. And maybe his cousin Joe, too. Another one called Please Don't Be Gentle With Me or something. Speaking of Mr. Tom, he did a take of, a riff on the Double Nickel cover for a 7-inch that me and my missing man had donated to Graveface because they got hit with a flood and lost stuff, really. Wow, it's weird how things tied together like that, huh? Spit in the Eye by Heavy Blanket. Heavy Blanket, Jay Maskus, kind of concept album. Kind of, they're all... It's purple, I think, the cover. He likes purple. And him, concepts like him and two old friends. just missed him. He was in Berlin here because his new Dinosaur album, he was doing some spiel. I think there's a new Subito album too. Finally, Big Sur with 1,000 pedals. Big Sur is in, yes, sir. Not the, well, maybe it's a pun on it, the, where Henry Miller and Alan Watts was. That's got a great bass man, Juan from Mars Volta. So, yeah, I was digging heavy on the gig here in Berlin. I mean, Italy one was good, too. You know, I just, yeah, I climbed a couple of times. And much more together. Although I was nervous, like I said, the Turbo Negro guys were there on my side. And so was Peaches. I haven't seen her in a while. And drummer man Larry's with us still. I think the plan is for Scotty's son to try come back for the Austin, Texas gig in October. I have to fly in the middle of my tour to go do, I think I'll fly from Brooklyn to do the Austin gig and then fly back to D.C. to rejoin Tom and Raul from Missing Men for the rest of that tour. And it's just a little jittery coming back into the gate, even though I was only gone 9 days. It's a short little thing, but this is the last of the Europe gigs for the Stooges and pretty much 2012. And well, hell, look, we're at the end of the second hour. July 31st, 2012 edition Wide from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 3. July 31st, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
The bills come. I'll reach night.
Come on! Oh yeah!
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the third and final hour of this edition with Spider Monkey, new band, Magic Wood. Yeah, Magic Wood with Spider Monkey. Magic Wood used to be called the Space Pony. Well, Stefano, not Maya Sonia de Mine, I am Stefano, but from Ravenna. Whoa, hold on, the phone's ringing. Live for Pedro Show. Yeah, I'm going to go see drummer man Larry. Larry Mullins has been playing for Scotty Soundness last year. He lives in Berlin, and he's got a buddy. He does recording at this Tempelhof airfield. There's a studio, and it's got anybody does knows about old gear and stuff. You know, there was a thing from the 30s and stuff. Really old German radio, and it's very desirable. Collector people, audiophile or studiophile or gear slut or something. I don't know what the fuck kind of name you want to call them, but I find it interesting. And a Mixer Man Max and a James Williamson wants to also go. And before that, there's a couple museums close by, and maybe choose one of them. Some old stuff, either Perkamon or the Neue, I don't know. But, yeah, meanwhile, we're doing the show here. So back to my friends from Ravenna, Stefano and his buddy David and Inari. What's the drummer man's name? A new guy I've met. Anyway, they're called Magic Wood now, and Ravenna is the last town Dante lived in, and I would like to play there. And I think Stefano's going to try and make it happen. And they're really good cats. They chowed with us before the gig in Via Franca, Verona. And they're buddies of Brother Steve McKay's, too. Beautiful cats. And a lot of fun, interesting guys. You meet incredible people. I've been very lucky. I'm very grateful. After Magic Wood, we heard Home and Garden, and I'm on the bass there. Yeah, that's Scott Krause and Tony Mamoni from Perubu. They've had this project for years, you know, since the 1980s, and they had me play bass. Which is a trip, right? Because Tony Mamoni is an incredible bass player. Tony Mamoni, Studio G, that's where I did my third opera, Hyphenated Man. In fact, I used his 1966 Fender Jazz bass at EMG Pickups. Night Town that Tony just mixed. Maybe it's Scott's son singing. Velvet Widow after that from Rewild. Rewild. Yeah, it's trippy. And then Aachen by My Name is Rar Rar. Aachen, I think that's the town Hieronymus Bosch was from, or his family was from. It was part of his name. Hieronymus Bosch was like a nom de plume or something. Artist name. And finally, we're $9 million SLN jam from Gallucci. Gallucci, two brothers in Sydney. And both me and Brother Steve McKay are part of this new album. Came on a little card, you know, it's a USB thing. Trippy. And there's some kind of, I don't know, glued on beards and stuff. Wizard of Oz. No, I don't know what it's, you know, like for a movie, when you, or, what's his name? Wolfman. Who played the Wolfman? Lon Chaney, yeah, like this kind of thing. Now, when I get it on the air, my memory goes to shit. It's embarrassing. It's, yeah, it's a shame. So, well, it's moments like these when, It's good to play some more music.
Thank you.
That was a band from Hungary doing something live, a tune called No Chupacabres, which is goat suckers in Spanish. And yeah, they're called Paranoids with Animal Machine. Like I said, from Hungary. Interesting. Our last music for today's edition from Berlin, Germany here. What, Man Alone? Oh, ahead of that, we had Sex Rat with Made in China. I think Sex Rat's from Sacktown, Cali. Zippy. Second man, Jerry Trebich's buddy. And, we started the last chunk of music off with Carnal Kitchen doing Parasina. And that's Brother Steve McKay in early 70s. The tape, from the tape he was shopping around in New York City. And drummer man Marco and some other musicians. Speaking of Steve McKay, yesterday he recorded for the Soctite project. Got 4 songs for a double 7-inch vinyl. Made some rhythm tracks with Dirk Vandenberg, Jerry Trebitich again, San Pedro. Brought him to New York City. One of the reasons going there. Sorry, we don't really have time to get into that adventure, but we did a complete. And even Aida's on there. Raymond did singing, and he wrote her into a part of one of them. And then, I brought the tracks here, and sure, SM7B mic, and my Apogee duet right here in the Mac purse. And Brother Steve went for it. 2 tracks a tune, and beautiful job. I think we're going to do something for Bill Bartel, White Flag. He wants to. Anyway, love making music with my buddies. It's much an honor. Oh, yeah. Get this. This cat, you know, Larry Mullins, the drummer man, he plays with Jesse Evans and New Italian Booker. Guys were at the Berlin show and saw the way me and Larry was playing and offered us both to do an album. Maybe here at the studio I'm going to visit. Or maybe in Sicily, or maybe Milano, I don't know. Larry says he's going to get it all figured out, and I don't know what's going to be about, but I just love the man, and it's a trip, too, because we were coming off the stage a couple of weeks ago, maybe Barcelona, and, man, I told him if there was ever a chance, or anybody need a rhythm section, let's do it, man. Please. And look at that. And life is a trip that way. Things can happen. Anyway, that's quite an adventure. He's a great cat. It's been the July 31st, 2012 edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.